Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
In the world of modern agriculture, one name stands out: precision planting. With a mission to empower farmers, precision planting has been at the forefront of innovation, transforming the way crops are planted. From their intuitive planter, seeder, and harvest monitoring tools to groundbreaking sprayer and fertilizer application technology, precision planting's smart solutions bring a new level of precision and efficiency to every pass you make in the field. But it's not just about technology, it's about helping farmers make practical and effective decisions when it comes to their operations. Imagine tapping into yields that could only be dreamt of and making them a reality using equipment you already own. Precision Planting is more than a technology company. It's your partner on your journey to higher yields and pursuing excellence. They've spent over 30 years bringing confidence to farms like yours. Join the ranks of farmers who trust Precision Planting to revolutionize their operation. To get started with your local Premier dealer, visit precisionplanting.com today.
Well, electronic ID tags may be the only thing standing between a national catastrophe and a rapid response to an animal disease outbreak in the U.S. That's according to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in defense of a new USDA traceability rule. NCBA's president, Mark Isley, says some groups say electronic ID tags are unnecessary or too burdensome. But he counters that clinging to outdated manual tags puts the entire industry at risk. He argues USDA's new rule, finalized back in April, will allow breeding cattle 18 months or older crossing state lines to be tracked more quickly in the event of foot and mouth or other emergencies. Former NCBA head Todd Wilkinson warned this year of an FMD disaster.
If that comes into the United States, the current plan is to shut the entire country down from all cattle movement for a minimum of 72 hours, and it's probably going to go a lot longer than that.
And to those producers who don't want to bother with the electronic tags,
all of us have to just think back to the BSE case and other situations. Look at our friends in the poultry business. If we don't think an animal disease is going to come into this country, as porous as our borders are, and impact our producers, you're burying your head in the sand.
Cost is an issue, but Congress approved $15 million this year to help producers afford those electronic ID tags and avert possibly billions in economic losses. Data privacy is another concern, of course, but NCBA's Isley says the group wants private third-party firms rather than USDA to hold the data, protecting producer privacy while also allowing rapid traceback if there is a disease outbreak. Well, USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service plans to monitor H5N1 influenza A in dairy cows at slaughter starting next month. FSIS will leverage its existing national residue program and conduct H5N1 sampling in the muscle samples of dairy cow carcasses that are already collected for the program. Samples will be tested by FSIS laboratory personnel using chain reaction testing. Carcasses sampled under the program are held by establishments pending residue testing results. This process will not require additional holding time for carcasses beyond current residue testing protocols. In the event of a positive H5N1 finding, USDA is going to work with the industry to ensure the carcass does not enter the food supply. HPAI is a threat to the poultry industry, animal health, human health, trade, and the economy worldwide. Since the first detection of HPAI in dairy cattle in March 2024, USDA has worked to assess the prevalence of the virus in the U.S. dairy herds. You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that poultry farmers play a vital role in our communities. With every flock raised, you're not only supporting your livelihood, you're enhancing the efficiency and success of our food systems. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank, we believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.